So I was just imagining what it must be like to make rounds with you. But anyhow, let's do one more case real quick. How about this 62-year-old man? What happened there?
Yeah, he's very interestingly IgD lambda by isotype, diagnosed in 2015. And basically, he received initial treatment with RVD followed by RV maintenance. And he basically was reluctant to consider a transplant. We had actually offered it to him, and we consider it an appropriate option, actually. But he had chosen really rather to keep it in reserve. We'd also given him the option of carfilzomib early. But he did have a significant history of hypertension. So we were understanding RVD seemed like a reasonable choice. So he got RVD and RV maintenance. Now, when he relapsed, we did do a follow-up bone marrow, and he clearly has translocation 11-14 on FISH. So our next thinking for him was carfilzomib, because his hypertension is well controlled. He doesn't have cardiac disease. And the important point is that now in the relapse setting, we think carfilzomib is clearly justified. And at the same time, we're very impressed by the carfilzomib venetoclax data in 11-14 patients. Obviously, the safety hold applied to Bellini was driven primarily by the signal seen in the non-11-14 patients. And when we were able to move across to carfilzomib and venetoclax in this case, this would be a very appropriate option, in my opinion, for this patient.
And what's the patient's current situation?
Well, basically, we'd suggested stem cell transplantation, as I mentioned, but he really did want to keep it in reserve. He's a single father. He has a number of younger daughters, teenagers, and he's the caregiver for them. So he really didn't want to be out as a parent in that situation. So he really wants to keep it in reserve, and he continues to work full time. So we recommended the carfilzomib, which we ultimately dosed at 36 milligrams per meter squared. It's been given on the twice a week schedule at this point, because obviously we don't have single infusion data for the combination with venetoclax. So we're being a little careful there. So he's getting day 1, 2, 7, 8, 15, 16 every 28 days, and continuous dosing of venetoclax, which we started low and built up. We don't go to 800. That, of course, is what was prescribed in the Bellini trial. We have not done that, and he's currently at 400 milligrams. He's tolerating the treatment remarkably well, and he clearly has responded very nicely. And the really nice thing for this gentleman is that this is a very, you know, we're hoping we can get a lot of time from this regimen for him, and we still have Dara, pomalidomide, ixazomib. You know, we have multiple options for him in the future.